Friday, March 21st was the first ever World Day for Glaciers, meant to sound the alarm on the pace of global melting. These rivers of ice shape the land and lives of Alaskans, and glaciologists are trying to answer big questions that remain about their future. The ice cracks, fizzles, drips, and calves. These are the sounds of Glacier Bay National Park, in Alaska's southern region, where most of the state's glaciers are concentrated. Glaciers funnel cold, fresh water into rivers, carry nutrients from the mountains to the sea, and reflect sunlight back to space. The scientists who study them are uncovering how these rapidly changing systems affect our world, and how much more we need to know. Kaya Riverman is a Portland, Oregon-based glaciologist and associate director of the Juno Icefield Research Program. She studies what makes glaciers flow.
Often we have this sense that glaciers are this really static thing.
Before and after pictures show glaciers retreating, sure, but usually over long periods. It's much faster than that.
They're almost like living, breathing creatures that change a little bit every day.
They speed up in the heat of the day and slow down as they cool at night. Glaciers make up an area of land in Alaska nearly equal to the size of West Virginia, but we're losing them quickly. The state is warming 2 or 3 times faster than the global average, and glaciers here have shrunk more than anywhere else since the turn of the century. As the ice melts, the average global sea level rises, though this doesn't affect much of Southeast Alaska, where the land is rising faster than the sea as it sheds the weight of glaciers. Riverman says it's challenging to predict and quantify how much melting glaciers cause sea level rise.
So we know that glaciers are changing. We know that the ocean is changing. But how those two impact each other is kind of the edge of the field still. And that's a problem.
Because millions of people in low-lying coastal areas around the world will get hit hard. Alaska's glacial meltwater has already contributed significantly to sea level rise. And scientists predict that will continue. To understand what's happening under the ice, Riverman and her team ski out onto the Juno ice field every summer and put out seismometers that measure vibrations. They strike the surface of the ice with a sledgehammer or shoot it with blank shotgun shells.
And we use those miniature earthquakes to study how thick the ice is and what materials sit underneath the ice.
Other scientists look at glacier mass, how much glacier there actually is. Louis Sass is part of the oldest study of glacier mass in North America as a glaciologist with the U.S. Geological Survey's Alaska Science Center. It's called the Benchmark Glacier Project. It started tracking a few of Alaska's glaciers, Lemon Creek in Juneau, Wolverine on the Kenai, and Golconna in the Alaska Range, in the 1950s and 60s. Back then, Sass says, it wasn't clear whether Alaska's glaciers were retreating continuously or if they had just shrunk some after the Little Ice Age and then stabilized.
People didn't really know what was happening because people hadn't paid really close attention. There were just very few glaciers that had any sort of picture record or enough data.
These days, rapid melting has created a relatively new problem for people who live in the freezing water's path, glacial outburst floods. In Juneau, Suicide Basin is a pool contained in steep rock and dammed by Mendenhall Glacier. During the summer, the pool fills and puts pressure on the ice dam until it suddenly breaks and drains into Mendenhall Lake, which then floods parts of the neighborhood in the valley below. Jamie Pierce is a hydrologist at the U.S. Geological Survey who monitors Suicide Basin. One summer day in late June of 2018, when he was setting up some monitoring gear in the basin, he thought he was witnessing the dam break in real time. Bubbles started to rise up to the water's surface. It was noisy, crackling and popping.
And then all of a sudden, a massive iceberg started to overturn, and it kind of set off a chain reaction.
The glacier calved off a chunk of ice roughly 100 feet deep and 200 feet long. Pierce and his colleagues thought it was going to trigger the big release. It didn't, but it showed the huge scale of change the glacier is undergoing and meant that the ice dam went quite deep. Major questions remain about Alaska's glaciers. How long will they last? How big can glacial outburst floods get? And what will happen when the ice is gone? Researchers are chasing answers to help Alaskans navigate a rapidly changing relationship with ice. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.